சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 12 வர்ஸ் நம்பர் 13. அத்வேஷ்டா சர்வபூதானாம் மைத்ரஹ் கருண ஏவ ச நிர்மமோ நிரஹங்காரஹ சமதுக்க சுகஹ க்ஷமீம். லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டாக்கிங் அபவுட் த வர்ச்சூஸ் ஆஃப் எ ஜ்ஞானி ஹூ இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பரபக்தஹ ஆர் அபேத பக்தஹ, அபேத ஜ்ஞானி. சச் எ ஜ்ஞானி இஸ் the character, his behavior, his response is like this. So Lord Krishna enumerating one by one. Adveshta sarvabhutanam, sarvabhutanam adveshta. He never hate anyone. Manasa vacha karmana, he never utter any hurting words, hateful words. Vacha, manasa, even in thought he never entertained that hatred thought. He is friendly with all people, maitraha. He is compassionate towards everyone, towards all beings. Nirmamaha, free from mamakara, towards possessions, free from attachment. Mamakara means attachment or possessiveness. Free from possessiveness of possessions, including his own body. He doesn't have mamakara even towards his body also. Nirhankaraha, ahankara rahitaha, ego free mind. He says to his ego to go away. So ego free mind, nirahankaraha, samadukha sukaha. Even entertain the mind evenly at the time of pleasure and pain. Samaha, uniform. When sukham and dukkham, when the sukha comes, no elation. That is why don't laugh too much, too loudly. Don't laugh too much aloud. Elation also not good for health. Even depression, dukkha comes, you should not lose your heart. Any dukkha comes and goes. Sukha also, you should say same thing. When dukkha comes, it will go away after some time. Sukha comes also because it has come. Whatever has come, it has to go. Arrival and departure. Therefore, when sukha is going away, don't try to pluck it. When sukha is leaving you, pohade, and you should not say. Okay, agate swagatam kuryat. When they are coming, welcome. Sukha comes, welcome. Gacchantam, when the sukha is going, may you not stop, because you cannot stop. You have no control. Therefore, allow it to go. That is called maturity. If I allow it to go, there is no any pressure inside. There is no strain inside. Agate swagatam kuryat. When the public function they are coming, you put paneer. Agate swagatam kuryat. Vango, vango, vango. Paneer. Gacchantam, who have come, they have to go. Gacchantam tambulam. When they are going, give the tambulam. Poittu vango. Vango and cholano. Yen tirippu varum. Sukha also comes, dukha also comes. Dukha also is bound to come. Learn to face it. Learn to accept it. It's a nature. In entire creation, pair of opposites are natural. This fact we have to assimilate. In this entire creation, the law is pair of opposites, sukha, dukha, jaya, apajaya. All these pair of opposites are inevitable. Therefore, be ready. Pair of opposites, raga, dvesha. Indriyasya, indriyasya, arthe, raga, dveshau, vyavasthitau. You need not feel bad about your own negative thoughts. They are bound to be there, but you should not succumb to them. I should not nourish them. Even at our own personality level, raga, dvesha, vyavasthitau, eva. Why I have this type of negative thoughts, negative thinking, and I'm bound to be there. Tayoho vasham na agachet. May you not succumb to them. May you not become slave to them. Tayoho vasham na agachet. That is called mastery. So at their arrival, you don't have any control, but at their nourishment, you have control, whether to nourish it or not. Good thoughts you nourish. Unhealthy thoughts may you not nourish. Therefore, accept the pleasure and the pain with even-mindedness, with a balanced mind. Therefore, you have to learn which is spontaneous for a jnani. We have to deliberately practice. Therefore, every virtue of a jnani, which is spontaneous for him, it is born out of knowledge, self-knowledge, atma-jnanam. For us, normal ajnani people, they are not natural, we have to deliberately practice. Therefore, that person, jnani, knows that I am atma only. I am not this physical body-mind complex. It is inert. It has a lot of defects. Therefore, let me not depend upon them for my security. Then he learns that what? Kshami, forgetfulness, tolerance power. Kshama gunam, forgiving others. Tolerance power is full extent. He tolerate everyone, accommodate everyone. Error is human. No one is perfect in the world. No one is perfect. Only God is perfect. Never expect 100%, 100% perfection from your spouse especially. From your children, from your family members, from your relatives, from your neighbors. It is impossible. Then, on the other hand, I had to question myself. I am expecting perfection from others. Am I perfect totally? It seems as though I am perfect. But you ask others how much perfect they will describe I am. That is why perfection is a misnomer. Total perfection doesn't exist. Therefore, never be a perfectionist. Too much idealistic is not good for health. Too much idealistic personality, you know? You expect to be good, others also behave nicely, okay. Expectation is nothing wrong. But when you fail in your expectation, may you not be disturbed. May you not be disturbed. That is what Kshamina, the one who forgives everyone, Kshamagunam, comfort. He is very much forbearing nature. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka, 14th shloka, continuation of Parabhakta Lakshanani. Parabhakta means jnani. Yani Parabhakta Lakshanani Tani Mumukshoho Sadhanani. What are all the natural traits of a jnani? Those traits, those virtues, positive virtues, all are my sadhanas. Therefore, these shlokas, every day if I chant and by heart, Pashyan Srunvan, while walking, while moving anywhere, if you go on chanting these virtues, it is a type of nididhyasanam, excellent. Instead of stotrams, you can chant these shlokas also. Stotrams and all, studdhi and all, only the sakama karma. Now you are matured enough, you are refined enough, you are a mumukshu, seeker of moksha, you have to chant these verses. Not Kausalya, Suprajarama, Purva, Sandhya, that age is over, that period is over. You have to grow more and gracefully from that. That is why they say, Dvaitam Bodhaya, Dvaitam Mohaya Bodhat Prak, Prapte Bodhe Manishaya, Pujartham Kalpitam Dvaitam, Advaitadapi Sundaram. Dvaitam, Bhagavan is different, I am different. Tomorrow Vaikuntha Ekadasi, today onwards preparations are going on. Worshipping Bhagavan as separate, I am separate, that delusion is, it is a delusion. Dvaitam mohaya, it is a type of what you call it as deliberate invocation of the Lord. Atasmin tadbuddhihi, they say. Atasmin tadbuddhihi. That, what you can call, turmeric powder, you put there and you do avahanam of Ganesham, avahayami, Vigneshwaram, avahayami. This is called atasmin. Upon the turmeric powder, even though I know it is only a turmeric powder I bought from the provisional shop, I know that. But atasmin, Vinayaka is not there. Tat buddhihi. Deliberately, I do that invocation of Vinayaka upon this turmeric powder. This is moha only, no? This is delusion only. But for what purpose? Pujartham kalpitam dvaitam. This is only for puja's sake. I know it is turmeric. I know it is turmeric, it is not Vinayaka. But I invoke the Lord in the form of Vinayaka upon this turmeric powder. Pujartham, for the sake of puja, I have to do archana. Therefore, I invoke Pujartham kalpitam dvaitam. Ganesha is different, I am different. Kalpitam. It is superimposed. It is imagined by me deliberately. All our people knowingly they are doing this. Dvaitam, dvaita buddhi, Bhagavan is different, I am different. This dvaita buddhi, mohaya. It is out of delusion only we are doing. Bodhat prak, no, before that jnanam, before that atma jnanam, that Bhagavan and myself are not different. Bodhat prak, it is moham. It is a delusion, that person do not know. Prapte bodhe manishaya. Once I get the knowledge, Bhagavan is not separate from me. This is only an imagination. He is not having form at all. He is of the nature of Atma. This is only any superimposition. Bodhat prak, it is moham. Before knowledge, if I do it, it is out of delusion I did. Prapte bodhe manishaya. After knowing this, what? I am Brahman, Paramatma, Atma, Rama is also Atma only. I am also Atma. He is not different from me. Aham, Atma, Brahma, Paramatma, Asmi. Bodhat prak. Prapte bodhe manishaya. This manisha jnanam, when it comes, pujartham kalpitam dvaitam, that puja which we have imagined, which we have superimposed previously, pujartham kalpitam dvaitam, advaitadapi sundaram. That is very beautiful than this advaitam. After knowledge, you can celebrate your puja, you can celebrate Prongal, you can celebrate Vaikuntha Ekadasi, you can celebrate Shivaratri, you can celebrate every function, every puja with understanding, not mohaya. Before knowledge, it is out of delusion. You are desperately seeking, I am savior, Bhagavan is the protector, I have to be saved by Bhagavan. That bhavana was there. That is moham. Before knowledge. After knowledge, I worship Bhagavan, showing gratitude. Yesterday one student is telling, Swamini, my husband shows the arati, some business they are doing, and what are all the business articles they have to send to that, you know, customers. He gives arati every day. This lady, she is laughing at him. Why you are giving arati? Why you have to give arati to those things? Now see here. Wife and husband, the tug of war. He wants to give arati to them. She says it is sentiment. It is blind belief. I don't believe in all these things. Both are of my students only. Okay? Both of them are my students. Therefore, it is very difficult to grasp the teaching. Why I am telling you, both of them, this person who is giving, it should not be blind belief. He should give with intention of what? Their intention should be good. What? I have to vote for both of them. Okay? Because they are my students. I have to vote for both of them. When he should give that arati, Bhagavan, you have given me everything. These are all your things. I am sending them to my customers, these objects. These are yours, and I am offering to you. Like that, he has to give arati. With that intention he gives, it is what? It is a type of maturity. My maturity. So I possess nothing, everything belongs to Bhagavan. This idea is good. But if you give arati, let me get lot of benefit, let me get lot of money out of this, my business has to thrive. Okay, but remember the God behind that. Then that arati is pujartham kalpitam dvaitam advaitadapi sundaram. It is beautiful. At the same time, this lady, she should not say it is sentiment. It is good. Prapte bodhe manishaya, after getting knowledge also, it is not to be blamed. That action need not be blamed. Is it not? She should understand that is good. Let him continue his action. What is wrong in that? If you understand Shastra, you won't blame that. Isn't it? No action is meaningless. You can convert every action into divine. How you look at it is important. No action is superior or inferior. You should know how to look at it with divine vision. Daivi bhavana, we say. That is why we have to understand every action, everything as Bhagavan in this universe. Never criticize. Kshami, Jnani, accept both. This also Jnani accept, that also Jnani accept. People are different minds, different mindsets. Everything, everyone is in the process of growing towards that truth. That is called maturity, refinement. Then when you have this refinement, maturity, there is an inner leisure, relaxation, no pressure in the mind. The more you are mature, the more inner relaxation you experience. You enjoy that. That is what Jnani is enjoying, that inner leisure, inner pressure-free mind. Inner pressure-free mind. That is called relaxation. No need of BP tablets. No need of meditation also. Life itself is a meditation. Where is the necessity of sitting separately and doing meditation? My entire routine, life is like a meditation. Where is the necessity of sitting and doing meditation? When I am tensed in other routine life, I have to sit and say, pranayama. And sit nicely doing meditation. Calm, quiet. In every action, I am calm and quiet. I am not tensed, suppose. I am so relaxed. Then my movement itself is a meditation. Every movement is a meditation. That is called advanced meditation. That is called advanced meditation. Be cheerful. Be relaxed all the time. In spite of unfavorable situations. Now see further. Santushta satatam yogi. Yatatma drudha nischayaham. Mayarpita mano buddhi. Yo mad bhakta same priyaham. Lord Krishna says about that Jnani, he Arjuna, saha parabhaktaha me priyaha. He is dear to me. Me priyaha. He is very much dear to me. Who that parabhaktaha? Why? Santushtaha saha. That person Jnani is santushtaha. My devotee, parabhakta, is santushtaha, very much content. The devotee of mine, madbhaktaha, satatam santushtaha. Madbhaktaha chodrar parango. My devotee. Bhakta generally says, I am devotee of so-and-so Lord. I am devotee of so-and-so Lord, we say. But Bhagavan himself is telling, Parabhakta, Jnani Bhakta, the highest Bhakta, the supreme Bhakta is Madbhakta, my Bhakta and children. Understand? That much dear. Satatam santushtaha is always contented. We always question, suppose if I am always contented, Swamini, how can I go to office and earn money? If I am always contented, santushtaha, satisfied, no more production, then we say, as long as you are not contented, you can never contribute. You can never contribute others. So your contentment is proportionate to your contribution. Who can contribute to others? Anything to contribute, you must have contentment. Enak podum, it is enough for me. Let me contribute to others. I have learned so much. Let me give this knowledge to others. I have earned a lot of money, enough for me. Let me contribute to others. I have a lot of clothes. I am very happy, contented. Let me give this Pongal new dress for poor people. Every year when we are buying new dress, are we buying one other pair of new dress for our unknown people we have to give, not known people. Some unknown person who is not having capacity to buy, you are ready to give that. For me enough, instead of buying 5,000 rupees sari, let me buy 2,000 rupees sari and other 3,000 let me spend for others. If I have contentment, I can do that way. Whatever I have, let me share with others. So I can never become a non-productive if I am a santushtaha. And the negative side, that thinking is a negative side of thinking. Let me be contented, satisfaction, santoshaha. Santoshaha means trupti. Then only you are a richest person. Who is a rich person? The one who is having trupti is a rich person. I want, in spite of crores and crores and crores, millions of rupees, still I want, no, he is not a beggar. He is a beggar only. A beggar is a rich person or a poor person? Logic. A beggar, I want further, I want more profits, I want more profits. Is a beggar. He is not a rich person. Who is a rich person? I don't want, I don't require anything. This is enough for my life survival. What am I going to do more than this? What am I going to do with this money? What am I going to do with the second house, third house, fourth house? I cannot stay in one room, in one corner, some little place only I require. What am I going to do with two houses, three houses? Share for others for good purpose, whatever you have. So santushtaha is a richest person. Jnani is one who is santushtaha. The trupti should come. Once that trupti is there, there is tremendous relaxation. Enak podum. If anyone gives, you give it to others, those who are not having. Suppose they want to give to me only, take it and pass on. Take it and pass on to others. That is utilized properly. So Jnani is santushtaha internally. So much relaxation. So if you have santosha all the time, smile, smiling face, santosha, santosha. Enna nanna santoshama irunda thruptiya irukkena. With your body, complexion, your family, members, whatever, wherever you are, I am happy. I am content with that. Santoshaha. Then, yogi, saha, parabhaktaha, mama, parabhaktaha, madbhaktaha, yogi. Yogi means jnani, ityartaha, here. Samahita chittaha is called yogi. Tranquil. One whose mind never lose sight of the true nature is called yogi. Here yogi means not ashtanga yogi. The context is jnani here. Therefore yogi means we should not take as a raja yogi or the one who does sirshasanam. Not that yogi, but here a jnani. This is called sahaja samadhi in artham. He is always or she is always in his or her own Atmaswarupam. Never lose sight of Atmaswarupam. It's called Atmanishtha anartha. Yogi, then Yatatma, next trait. Yatatma means self-controlled. Master of one's own body and mind. If we sit, it is a project to get up for us. It's not like that for a jnani. Body is under his control and mind is also under his control. It will not go anywhere. The mind is very much balanced, tranquil. So, yataha atma yasya saha karmadharaya samasam. It's not karmadharaya, bahuvrihi. Yata atma. karyakarana sanghata, the one who has controlled his body mind complex. Yatatma, self-controlled. Here self-controlled means don't take atma. Self-controlled means mind, disciplined mind and channelized mind. Dhridha nischayaha, next trait. Dhridha nischayaha means the one who has got doubtless knowledge. The firm knowledge. Very firm in his or her self-knowledge. Aham Brahmasmi, is there any samshaya? No samshaya. Nissamshaya jnanavan. Dhridha nischayaha. Nissamshaya jnanam. Dhridaha nischayaha. Yasya saha. A person of conviction. Anartham. That is called true knowledge. Doubtful knowledge is not a knowledge. Then next one. Arpita manobuddhihi. With his mind and intellect fixed upon me. Arpita manobuddhihi. Whose mind and whose intellect is established in me, the Atmaswarupam, as his Atmaswarupam. Whose mind and intellect is established in that Atmaswarupam, which Atma is not separate from God. That is what he knows. I am the source, I am the substratum. I means what? I, OC or RC, RM. OC, original consciousness, Chaitanyam, is the substratum, source of every nama, rupa, prapancha. I am not depending upon the world. World is depending upon me. That is why two persons are walking. One person is walking with a stick. Another person is also walking with a stick. Another person is just moving the stick and walking. Morning walk. Another person leaning upon the stick and walking. So with the help of the third leg, with the help of that third stick is walking. This person is also using the stick. That person is also using the stick. What is the difference between both of them? One person is holding the stick, another person is leaning upon the stick. Isn't it? Jnani is the one holding the world, people, interactions. Ajnani is the one who is depending upon the world. Crutches-like, depending upon the world. For my security and happiness, I am depending upon my family people, upon my income, upon my money. Nothing can give you peace, security, happiness, but leaning and leaning and leaning. Therefore, world dependence to God dependence. God dependence to Shastra dependence, Guru dependence. Then you get independence, self-dependence. It is possible. That is what Jnani here. Saha arpita mano buddhihi. World dependence to God dependence. God dependence to self dependence. Self dependence to independence. That is called arpita mano buddhihi. Mai arpita. Arpita means what? My arpita, Bhagavan Krishna says, whose mind is established in me or upon me. Upon me means not Krishna avatar, upon Atma. Saha me priyaha. Next shloka we will read. That is why Jnani is one. He may have miraculous powers or not. A jnani is superior. Every jnani is a bhakta. Every bhakta need not be a jnani. There are some jnanis with siddhis. There are some siddhas without jnanam. And there are some jnanis with siddhis. There are some siddhas without jnanam. And there are some jnanis without siddhis. Who is best? Jnani is the best. Jnani without siddhis are also okay. జ్ఞానీస్ విత్ సిద్ధీస్ ఆల్సో ఓకే, బట్ వితౌట్ జ్ఞానం సిద్ధీస్ ఆర్ డేంజరస్. జ్ఞానం విత్ సిద్ధీస్ నెంబర్ వన్. ఇఫ్ జ్ఞాని వాంట్స్ టు షో సిద్ధీస్ ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ బెనిఫిట్, హీ కెన్ షో ఆర్ షీ కెన్ షో ఇఫ్ దే వాంట్. జ్ఞాని క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ సిద్ధీస్, జ్ఞాని నీడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ సిద్ధీస్. జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ నథింగ్ టు డూ విత్ సిద్ధీస్. జనరల్లీ పీపుల్ థింక్ జ్ఞాని మీన్స్ హీ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ సమ్ సిద్ధీస్, హీ మస్ట్ రిమూవ్ ఆల్ మై ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. డోంట్ థింక్ దట్ ఇఫ్ యూ గెట్ జ్ఞానం ఆల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ బి రిమూవ్డ్. ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ విల్ బీ దేర్, బట్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ బికమ్స్ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ ఆఫ్టర్ నాలెడ్జ్. సో జ్ఞాని నీడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ సిద్ధీస్ నెంబర్ వన్. జ్ఞాని క్యాన్ హ్యావ్ సిద్ధీస్ నెంబర్ టూ, దట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో ఓకే. బట్ సిద్ధీస్ వితౌట్ జ్ఞానం వీ డోంట్ వాంట్, వీ డోంట్ ఎంకరేజ్. ఈవెన్ పతంజలి హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ డిస్కరేజ్ సిద్ధీస్ వితౌట్ నాలెడ్జ్ నాట్ గుడ్. ఈవెన్ సిద్ధీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఎట్ ఆల్ రిక్వైర్డ్. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి జ్ఞానం ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్, సిద్ధీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దేర్ ఆల్ అకల్ట్ పవర్స్ బిలాంగ్ టు అనాత్మ, వై జ్ఞాని బాదర్ అబౌట్ సిద్ధీస్? దేర్ఫోర్ జ్ఞానం విత్ సిద్ధీస్, జ్ఞానం వితౌట్ సిద్ధీస్ ఓకే, బట్ సిద్ధీస్ వితౌట్ జ్ఞానం నాట్ ఓకే. ఓకే ఓకే. 15. యస్మాన్నో ద్విజతే లోకః, లోకాన్నో ద్విజతే క్షయః, హర్షామర్షభయోద్వేగైః, ముక్తో యస్స చ మే ప్రియః. ఇట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ లవ్ లెటర్. మే ప్రియః మే ప్రియః, భగవాన్ ఇస్ టెల్లింగ్ దట్ పరభక్త ఈజ్ మై సో డియర్ టు మీ, మై డియర్ హీ ఈస్ టెల్లింగ్. భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో హ్యావింగ్ దట్ లవ్ ఫర్ హిస్ ఓన్ హర్ భక్తాను. వెరీ నైస్. దట్ ఇస్ వై హీస్ ఎవరి శ్లోక ఈజ్ రిపీటింగ్ సహ మే ప్రియ మే ప్రియ. హౌ యునో భగవాన్ విత్ సో హ్యాపీనెస్ నో హీస్ షేరింగ్ దిస్ విత్ అర్జున. ఏ అర్జున, హీఈస్ డియర్ టు మీ, యునో దట్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ డియర్ టు మీ. హూ ఈజ్ రియల్ భక్త టెల్ మీ నౌ. ఆర్డినరీ భక్త ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఓకే. ఉదారా సర్వ ఏవైతే జ్ఞానీతు ఆత్మైవ మే మతం, బికాజ్ జ్ఞాని కెన్ నెవర్ బీ సపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ. జ్ఞాని ఆల్సో థింగ్స్ భగవాన్ కెనాట్ బి సపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ, హీ ఈజ్ నాట్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ మీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ ఎట్ ఆల్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు స్టే సపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవాన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. వై? లాస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఐ టోల్డ్ యూ, భగవాన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పర్వైడింగ్. అక్కడ ఉండే పాండురంగడు, డూ యూ రిమెంబర్, ఇక్కడ ఉన్నాడు. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇక్కడ ఉన్నాడు మీన్స్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ మై ఓన్ హార్ట్, ఇన్ మై హృదయం. ఐ నీడ్ నాట్ గో టు పరమపద వాసల్. యూ కెన్ గో అండ్ ఎంజాయ్, బట్ రికగ్నైజ్ దట్ హీఈస్ హియర్ ఇన్ హృదయ వాసల్. ఇన్ హృదయ వాసల్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఓపెన్. ఇంకా మాత్రం అళుక్ అంగే ఓడిండి ఇరుక. భగవాన్ సేస్ ఓపెన్ దిస్ హృదయ వాసల్, ఐ స్టే అండ్ స్టే హియర్. హూ ఈజ్ సింబాలికల్లీ షోన్ దాట్? నా హనుమాన్. హనుమాన్కి వైకుంఠ వాసల్ ఈజ్ వేర్? ఇన్ హృదయం. ఆత్మా రామ ఆనంద రమణ. నెక్స్ట్ ట్రైట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని, సహ మే ప్రియ. హూ? యహ లోకః, యస్మాత్ లోకః న ఉద్విజతే, బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ హుమ్, బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ హుచ్ పరాభక్త, ది వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్, పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ డిస్టర్బ్డ్. శంకరాచార్య అనదర్ కమెంటేటర్స్ రైట్స్, హూ ఈజ్ దట్ జ్ఞాని? ఇన్ సన్యాసి ఓన్లీ. సన్యాసి ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ దట్ పర్సన్. వెన్ యూ సీ ఎ సన్యాసి, వీ నెవర్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ ఎనీ డిస్టర్బెన్స్ బై దట్ పర్సన్. A Jnani sannyasi, I am talking, okay. Not a saffron color sannyasi. Wearing saffron color dress sannyasi is a secondary thing. But a Jnani sannyasi, internal sannyasa, internal antara sannyasa is most important. He can never cause any disturbance to anyone. That is why, yasmat, because of whom, lokaha, world or people, navudvijate means not disturbed. Once you see that person, we feel so comfortable, very relaxed. Not only that, yaha na udvijate, that jnani also is not disturbed by seeing the people. He is not disturbed by their behavior. Any type of behavior by anyone is not disturbed. Clear? There are some people, they are subject of getting hurt, no? Subject of getting hurt. Or some of them are object of hurting. Object of hurting, I am object of hurting means what? I either hurt others, means I am the subject of hurting. If I get hurt, I am the object of hurt. There are some people, they hurt others for everything. There are some people, they don't hurt at all. Very sadhu, rumba sadhu. But get hurt. For chinna chinna vishatika, so sensitive. Not only that, they say every time, I am so sensitive, Swami. I am so, endukku vai so sensitive. It's not good also. You misinterpret and you imagine, speculate, lot of things happening. Inside there is a sorrow. Never get hurt. Never be the subject of hurting or never be the object of hurt. Never get hurt, never hurt others. Who is that? Jnani. Why? He cannot get hurt, he cannot hurt others. Whom can I hurt? Whom can I hurt? How can I hurt by others? Because I am Atma, they are also Atma. How can they hurt also? They hurt only body. Therefore, I won't get any hurt. That is a maturity. Jnani is one, always knows that I am Atma, I cannot be disturbed by anyone. It is impossible for me. Na udvijate yaha lokat, by people, by the world, he is not disturbed. Muktaha saha, and who is free from harsha, amarsha, bhaya, udvegaihi. Who is free from harsha? Muktaha harshat, elation, too much elation. Harsha means too much ananda. Anandamo anandam. Ananda kalip. Okay. And the too much ananda born out of certain conditions is not permanent. So he knows that this ananda which is coming out of objects can go away at any time. Therefore, I don't depend upon them. Therefore, harsha muktaha. Ever tranquil. Harsha means elation, ecstasy. Romancham, Shankaracharya writes, what are the indicators of those harshana? Harpulations, harpulating. Or ashru, ananda bhashpa. Very emotional, ananda tanga mudile. No? Some people get heart attack also because of ananda. One politician like that only, he was defeated from so many years. Suddenly he won that seat. When he heard that news, suddenly heart attack. Nammave mudiyilaye na. Heart cannot withstand two extreme emotions. Either elation or depression. Two opposite emotions, heart cannot withstand. You are giving pressure on the heart unknowingly. Therefore what? Santosha comes, so what? Let it come. Anything can come and go in this universe. I am not very much enamored by that. Harsha is not there. Then, amarsha, envy. Envy Envy means not non-vegetarian. Envy means jealousy. For all other negative things, there is a remedy. But envy, there is no remedy. There is no justifiable envy. Okay, jealousy. My jealousy is justifiable, and there is nothing like that. Okay, jealousy is the most unhealthy emotion. Jealous of others. Two types of misfortune. I am unfortunate, one type of misfortune. Some people are fortunate, because of that fortune, I am unfortunate. This is called envy. People are envy of others. It is most unhealthy then. Learn to appreciate others. Always see the plus points in everyone, so that envy can be deleted. Delete button. Keep delete button. Okay. All negative traits, delete button. Okay. Harsha, amarsha. Bhaya, muktaha. Bhaya muktaha means what? Free from fear. Free from fear. Fear is also because of future insecurity, future death, old age. Fear out of so many things. So, Bhartrihari writes, fear caused by many reasons. That he gives in one nice shloka, bhayam comes out of so many factors. What are they? Bhoge roga bhayam. So when nice, first New Year is coming and people are ready irka night ke, gudichi, they are going to enjoy. Suppose there is any roga, disease, you should not eat this or that and all, they say. Bhoge, pleasures, I want to enjoy. If I get a roga, some disease, I cannot enjoy. Roga bhayam. Ammo, indu vanda, adi shapda kooda, adi shapda kooda. Idedo chulluva doctors. Bhoge roga bhayam. Then second bhayam is kule chuti bhayam. Kula, my family is a big family. Ghana party, jata vallava, agnihotri, my family, my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather, they are all great people. My family status should not come down. Therefore, I have to see marriage for my daughter and son also in the same status. Suppose they get married to any other family, how can I tell them they are my sambandhis? Kule chuti bhayam. Punnu vedli, payyanu vedli la porana, kalyanu enna pandika porano, anu bhayam, oriye bhayam. Bhagavan vendinde irkano. Andha madri illa, kule chuti bhayam. Chuti means fall, status fall. Vitte nrupalat bhayam. Bhayam, if I have lot of money, all the time tax I have to pay, otherwise CBI will come and raid. Vitte nrupalat bhayam. Nrupala means king or the government. You have to pay the tax and you have to show the accounts also properly. If you won't show, they will send the notice to you. Vitte nrupalat bhayam. Then mane dainya bhayam. Mana means if I maintain my status quo, I have a lot of position, high position in the society, I should not become a dainya sthiti. Deena sthiti means losing my money, losing my status, losing my power. Dainyam, no? Once I was going by car, now I have to go by bus and very difficult. It's very, very painful. Mane dainya bhayam. Then bale ripu bhayam. If I'm a strong person, I'm afraid of my enemies. Okay, enemies means what? All competitors. Bale ripu bhayam. Then rupe jaraya bhayam. When I have rupam, old age prob bhayam. That's why they say, somebody said, powder is that once you apply, it covers that in between lines. Powder is that which covers the in between நாட் அலவிங் அதர்ஸ் டு ரீட் இன் பிட்வீன் லைன்ஸ். எப்படி சொல்லணும், பவுடர் இஸ் தட் விச் வில் நாட் அலவ் அதர்ஸ் டு ரீட் இன் பிட்வீன் லைன்ஸ். ஸோ மேக்கப்போ மேக்கப் போட்டால் ஒரு ரிங்கிள் தெரியாமல், ஒரு ரிங்கிள் வந்தாலே, ஒரு ஒயிட் ஹேர் வந்தாலே ஐயோ. தட் இஸ் வை மியூசிக் பியூட்டி பார்லர்ஸ் ஆர் த்ரைவிங், இசன்ட் இட், ஃபார் ஜென்ட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆஃப் கோர்ஸ். ஓகே, ரூபே ஜராயா பயம் சாஸ்திரே சாஸ்திரே வாதி பயம். இஃப் ஐ எம் வெரி லேர்னட் பர்சன், ஐ எம் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் தோஸ் ஆர்குமெண்டேட்டர்ஸ், தோஸ் ஹூ கம் அண்ட் ஆர்கியூ, யூ நோ திஸ், யூ நோ தட் தே ஆஸ்க், இட் இஸ் ஐ எம் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் தோஸ் பீப்புள். சாஸ்திரே வாதி பயம். ஸோ ஆல்வேஸ் தேர் ஆர் சம் பீப்புள் நோஸ் மோர் தேன் யூ, and they come and ask you, argue, this person do not know, if they say, it is insult for me. Shastre vadi bhayam khale ripu bhayam kal khale gune khala bhayam. Gune means if I am a good person, gune, if I have lot of virtues, I am afraid of those people who are having vices. Now they always come and blame me. They take an advantage because you are a soft person, you are a good person, they take it as advantage. Gune khala bhayam. Khala means one who is having lot of wrong habits, that person. So you are a good person, you go to a party, just edho first year new year party nu pona ivanu avanu kudichindirka ivanu ey nee kudika maatiya anu avanu kepa. Yeah, it is insult not drinking on the new first year, therefore you have to drink. Therefore, this person is afraid of that person. They may force this person to drink. They may force this person to do other wrong activities. And they say, this is good, that is good for health. Beer konchum good, heart kani solran. What is not good? According to Shastra, good for others. What to do? Gune khalabhayam. Therefore, what? Inko innu unirka. Kaye kritantadbhayam. Kaye, this body is going to die. Kritanta means what? Yamadharma Raja. Eppo varuporaro, eppo varuvaro, eppo varuvaro, theriyadhu. This body may die at any time. Adhu oru bhayam. The death fear is very, very painful. Kaye kritantadbhayam. Therefore, what? Sarve vastu bhayanvitam bhuvinranam. So, all objects are associated with, endowed with some fear or other. There is a hidden fear inside, potential threat, everything. Therefore, what na vairagyam eva bhayam. If you have vairagyam on all this, no bhayam at all. May you have vairagyam, so therefore there is no fear at all. Abhaye bhayadarshinaha. Even Bhagavan is showing abhaya hastam. People are afraid of Bhagavan. Abhaye bhayadarshinaha. Therefore, may you have vairagyam. Vairagyam eva abhayam. Therefore, bhayam rahitaha muktaha. Then, bhaya udvegi muktaha. He is free from anxiety. There is no anxiety at all about future. There is no anxiety. Next shloka we will read. Anapeksha shuchir daksham udasino gatavyatham sarvarambha parityagi யோ மத்பக்த சமே ப்ரியஹ பகவான் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வெரி ப்ரவுட் டு சே ஐ ஹாவ் திஸ் பக்த இஸ் மை பக்த மத்பக்த சா மே ப்ரிய வை பகவான் இஸ் டெல்லிங் ஆல் திஸ் இட் இஸ் கால் அட்வர்டைஸ்மெண்ட் இஃப் யூ ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் திஸ் ட்ரைட்ஸ் யூ ஆல்சோ பிகம் மே ப்ரிய dear to me. Saha madbhaktaha anapekshaha, that my devotee, supreme devotee, parabhaktaha, jnani bhakta, ಅದ್ವೈತ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಭೇದ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಸಹ ಅನಪೇಕ್ಷ ನ ವಿದ್ಯತೆ ಅಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ನೆವರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ ಅನ್ ಅರ್ಥ ನೆವರ್ ಲೀನ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸೇಕ್ ಆರ್ ಹರ್ ಸೇಕ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಸೈರಸ್ ಆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆನ್ ದೋಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಟಿವಿ ಟಿವಿ ವೇಲೆ ಪಂಡ್ಲನ್ನಾ ಎನ್ನಮೋ ಮಾದರಿ ಇರುತ್ತೆ ஃபோன் வேலை பண்ணலன்னா என்னமோ மாதிரி இருக்கு வாஷிங் மிஷின் வேலை பண்ணலன்னா கால் கை ஆடலை என்ன கேஸ் ஓவர் கால் கை ஆடலை ஏன் அபேக்ஷா அஸ்தி ஃபார் எவ்ரி திங் அபேக்ஷா அபேக்ஷா அபேஸ் ஐ ஆம் டிசைரஸ் ஆஃப் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் ஃபார் மை கம்ஃபர்ட் அண்ட் ஹாப்பினஸ் இஃப் எவ்ரி கேட்ஜெட் இஸ் நாட் ஒர்க்கிங் ஆல்சோ ஃபோன் இஸ் நாட் ஒர்க்கிங் ஸோ வாட் ஐ ஆம் ஹாப்பி டுடே ரியலி ஐ ஆம் ரிலாக்ஸ்டு TV is not working, so what? Romba nalladhi nalla thoongidren. Nothing is functioning, okay, doesn't matter. That is called, okay. Everything is okay, so what? What? Another, so what? Eppadi irukku? For everything, anxiety is there, what? Huh? What, what? If you are not having anxiety, so what? Chalta hai. Let it go. I am not disturbed. That's why I never allow anyone to disturb me. I never allow means what? Not that I always command them. In spite of their behavior, I never allow that incident to enter inside. Trespassers will be prosecuted. No permission, no admission. Ippume tappada solvenan. No admission without permission. ಅನಪೇಕ್ಷಃ ಶುಚಿಹಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಮನಸ ವಾಚ ಕರ್ಮಣ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಕ್ಲೀನೋ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ಓಕೆ ಥಾಟ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ವೆರ್ಬಲ್ ಕ್ಲೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ಲೀನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಹಿ ಓಪನ್ಸ್ ದ ಮೌತ್ ಎಪ್ಪೊಮ್ಮೆ ನಲ್ಲ ವಾರ್ತೆಯದಾ ವರಂ ನೋ ನೆಗೆಟಿವ್ ನೋ ಇನಾಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮೌತ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ enthusiastic words come from the mouth never the disappointing words negative words never come that is called shuchihi clean internally and externally dakshah capable of doing anything at any with the resources whatever resource is available namma enna pandrom samayal pannumbod அது இல்லை இது இல்லை எதுவும் நல்லா இல்லைன்னா இன்னைக்கு கொத்தமல்லி இன்னைக்கு அது இல்லை ஏதாவது பொருள் சரியாக இல்லைன்னு நாம் பிளேம் பண்ணுவோம் அது அது இருந்தேன்னா கோகோனட் இருந்தால் ரொம்ப நல்லா இருக்கும் நம்ம பாட்டி எல்லாம் என்ன பண்ணுவோம் தெரியுமா கொத்தமல்லி கிடையாது கோகோனட் கிடையாது ஒன்றும் கிடையாது பட் தே டூ ஸோ டேஸ்டி எப்படி பாட்டி எப்படி பண்ணிட்டான்னா ஒன்றுமே இல்லைடா அதனால இன்னைக்கு பண்ணிட்டேன் இப்படி என்ன ரொம்ப டேஸ்டியாக இருக்கே என்ன அது மனசு வச்சு பண்ணால் எல்லாமே டேஸ்டியாக தான் இருக்கும் எல்லாம் இருந்து கொத்தமல்லி இருக்கு கறிவேப்பில் இருக்குது எல்லாம் கோகோனட் இருக்கு நல்லா அரி எல்லாமே இருக்குது டேஸ்ட்டு மாத்திரம் இல்லைன்னு தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தக்ஷாஹா வித் ஷூர் ரிசோர்ஸஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் கேப்பபிள் ஆஃப் டூயிங் எஃபிஷியன்ட்லி தட் இஸ் கால்ட் தக்ஷாஹா ஹூ ஜானி சஹா மே பிரியஹா Therefore, be capable of capacity. Don't say, I am not having this, I am not having that. Whatever you have, do your best with that. Then you are called Dakshaha. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ